Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arla. Today we're learning Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel and Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet. The previous Mishnah discussed the case where Truma helped nullify Arla or Kili HaKerem. Now our Mishnah is going to deal with a situation where Arla and Kili HaKerem are helping nullify each other, allowing Bittul to work for one another. Says the Mishnah, HaArla Mal Asa Kilai, and that Arla has the ability to help nullify, cancel out Kilayim. Va'kilayim es ha'arla. Kilayim has the ability to help nullify, allow Bittul to work for Arla. Ve'ha'arla es ha'arla. And one kind of Arla can help nullify another kind of Arla. What's this other kind of Arla being referred to? Because the Bar Tanura points out it's referring to Netzer Revai. The Netzer Revai is what is the status of the fruits during the fourth year. So in all three of these cases, different types of holy foods have the potential to help nullify the others. How so? Ketzad asks the Mishnah, how is this so? How do these different things have the ability to nullify each other? How can Arla help nullify Kilayim? How can Kilayim help nullify Arla? And how can regular Arla help nullify Netzer Revai? Says the Mishnah, Sa Arla shenafla limasaim. If a saw of Arla fell into close to 200 saws of permitted produce, which again, less than 200 is not going to work. So here it's less than 200. It's close to 200, but less than 200 saws of permitted produce. The achar kach nafla saw ode Arla, and then afterwards what happens, a saw and a little bit more of a different type of Arla, for example, Revai, fell in as well. Oh, saw the ochel Kili HaKerem, or a saw and a tiny bit more of Kili HaKerem fell into this mixture. Zohi Sha'arla Malasa Kilayim. This is the situation in which Arla helps nullify Kilayim, Beha Kilayim, Esa Arla, Kilayim helps nullify the Arla, Beha Arla, Esa Arla, and regular Arla has the ability to help nullify the type of Arla known as Nata Revai. Then in all of these situations, you're going to have 200 times more non-Arla than Arla, 200 times more non-Kili HaKerem than Kili HaKerem, 200 times more non-Netzer Revai than Netzer Revai. As long as there's 200 more, even if it's Chulin plus a little bit of Kili HaKerem, even if it's Chulin and a little bit of Arla, as long as it's different than the which is Aser, it works to allow Bittul to work, and it's going to allow Bittul to work in this situation. Now, and as we begin Parak Beis Mishnah Dal, the Mishnah is turning to discuss cases in which Truma, Arla, and Kili HaKerem do not become Batel, where Bittul does not work, even when the percentages are there, even when there are, in a case of Truma, 100 times more Chulin than Truma, even when in the case of Arla and Kili HaKerem, there's 200 times more Chulin, regular food, than Kili HaKerem. Karam or Arla, the Bittul, the nullification, is still not going to work. And the reason for this, as we're going to see, is because their presence in the mixture can still be noticed and felt by the effect that they have on the mixture as a whole. What are these examples? As the Mishnah, kol hamechametz v'hamisabel. Anything that leavens a dough, that causes it to arise, or that is a very strong spice, that's going to spice the mixture, in the case of Truma, becomes Meduma, meaning like we said, when you have a mixture of Chulin and Truma, where there's not 100 times more Chulin than Truma, that has the status of Meduma. So even if there is, in this case, 100 times more Chulin than Truma, if the Truma food leavens or is very spicy, the Bittul's not going to work, the nullification cannot take place. And similarly, uva Arla, uva Kili HaKerem, Aser. And in the case of Arla and Kili HaKerem, they're also going to make the mixture Aser, forbidden to everyone. Again, even if the amount of permitted food would normally be enough to nullify the forbidden item, even if there is 100 times more Chulin than Truma, even if there is 200 times more Kili HaKerem, more Chulin than Kili HaKerem or Arla, because the Kili HaKerem or the Arla or the Truma have this extra spice or this leavening, they're going to have too much of an impact on the mixture, and therefore, Bittul would not work in these situations. Now the Mishnah is going to conclude by discussing the halachos of making other food tameh. Now normally, in order for food to make other food tameh, it has to be the size of a kibetza, the volume of an egg. However, because we just discussed the fact that truma, or kili hakerem, or arla, etc., when they're leavened, or when they're spicy, they get rid of the regular rules of how bittel usually works. The general numbers and margins that we use don't apply in those cases. So here too, the question of the machlokas is going to be: does leavened food, leavened produce, or spicy produce get rid of this rule as well regarding tame? And maybe something that's tame, even if it's less than a kibetza, but if it's spicy or leavening, might it make something tame, even though normally we do require a kibetza? But perhaps the fact that here it's leavened, it'll leaven the mixture, or here it'll spice up the mixture, perhaps that normal halacha doesn't apply. So Beis Shammai says, af mitame, that if a leaven or a spice that is tameh was added to a dough or to food, etc., it also makes the food tameh, even when it is smaller than the size of an egg. That this din, that just as a small amount of forbidden leaven or spice does not become batel when it has a noticeable effect on a large mixture, so too a small amount of tameh, whether it's leaven or a spice and so on, is considered significant enough to make other foods tameh because of the noticeable effect that it has on them. However, Ubeis Hillel, Omer Beis Hillel, disagrees and says, that a leaven or a spice can never make other foods tameh unless it is at least the size of an egg, as is the halacha with ordinary food. That is the halacha always, and therefore the Mishnah says the halacha is certainly going to be the same here as well. Quick review. Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel began discussing a case where Arla has the ability to help a Kilayim. Kilayim has the ability to help Arla. Arla has the ability to be Mevatel, has the ability to be Mevatel Netarevai, and so on and so forth. And all you got to do is if a Sav Arla fell into close to 200 Saz of permitted produce, which is not enough, and then a Saz of a tiny bit of Arla fell in, of Revai fell in, or you have a situation where a little bit, where a saw and a little bit more of Kili Akerem fell in. This is a situation where Arla can help nullify Kilayim, Kilayim can help nullify Arla, and Arla can help nullify Netzer Revai, because again, as long as you have 100 times, or in this case 200 times, more non-Arla than Arla, more non-Kili Akerem than Kili Akerem, then Bitzel would work in those situations. So if Kilayim falls in, it could still help nullify the Arla that is there. And then in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, we discuss the fact that even though we have these numbers of bittul, 100 times more chulin when it comes to truma, 200 times more chulin when it comes to either netzer revai or arla or kilayim. So we said that the laws of bittul are all suspended; none of them apply when the item being dealt with that fell into the mixture, either the arla or the kili hakerem and so on, it either leavens the dough, causes it to rise, or it spices up the mixture. In these situations, it would be meduma, the halach of 100 times more truma wouldn't work, and in the case of arla and kilayim, the 200 time to 1 ratio also would not work. And let me just finish with the machlokas to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding whether the laws of tuma, of food, of tumas ochlin, are also suspended when the food that is tameh either causes things to rise or is spicy. And Beis Shammai says, yeah, that if leaven or the spice that is tameh was added to a dough or to a food, it does make the food tameh, even when it's smaller than the kibetza or than the size of an egg. Beis Hillel disagrees, and we follow Beis Hillel. Have a great day.